Thank you and good afternoon. Humboldt County deputies detained a suspect who shot a man in the Burnt Ranch area in Trinity County this afternoon. Around 12:30, Trinity County deputies responded to a house on Underwood Mountain Road in Burnt Ranch and located a male victim who sustained a gunshot wound. He was flown to a hospital in Redding for treatment. The shooter fled the scene in a vehicle headed towards Humboldt County, but was met by Humboldt deputies on Highway 96 in Hoopa. The suspect was quickly detained. The shooter, identified as 39-year-old Christy McCoy, was transported back to Trinity County and was booked into county jail. This afternoon, the California Highway Patrol asked for the public's help in locating Marcy Kitchen and her boyfriend Joshua Pearlston, two people of interest in the investigation of a fatal hit-and-run accident in Fortuna last Tuesday. Kitchen is the registered owner of a Jeep that hit and killed two teenage girls who were skateboarding on Eel River Drive and fled the scene afterwards. The CHP has made multiple attempts to question Kitchen and Pearlston, but have only spoke to their attorney. The Jeep was recovered in a fenced backyard at Kitchen's residence. CHP Public Information Officer Cy May said that the investigation is very complex and that they have to be thorough to ensure those who are responsible are held accountable for their crimes. The identities of the two teenage victims remain withheld. This morning, Humboldt County deputies and Yurok Tribal Police located the body of 63-year-old Klamath resident James Dennis Cook in the Klamath River. Last Friday, four people had their boat capsize in the river after they responded to assist three people who were thrown into the river after their boat had capsized. While six of the people were able to make it to shore, Cook was nowhere to be found. Cook's body was located in branches and brush on the river just north of where the accident occurred, and an autopsy has been scheduled. This morning, search parties in Curry County, Oregon, located the missing plane that crashed into the ocean at Lone Ranch State Beach on July 4th. The plane, containing John Belknap, his 17-year-old son Max, and Ryan Merker, crashed after leaving the Brookings Airport, and crews have spent more than 2 weeks searching for signs of wreckage, as well as the victims. According to Curry County Sheriff John Ward, the plane was found in bad shape and one of the bodies has been recovered, but it was unrecognizable. The families of the victims involved in the crash have been notified. Mendocino County deputies were back out in the northern Mendocino County area today as they continued their string of marijuana eradication operations. Since Monday, more than 10 arrests have been made, and more than 12,000 marijuana plants, as well as 400 pounds of processed bud, have been confiscated. On Wednesday, deputies were out on North Highway 101 in Laytonville again, and arrested two more people and confiscated 2,000 additional growing plants. Personnel from the Department of Fish and Wildlife, as well as other agencies, have assisted Mendocino County law enforcement during the string of operations. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has news from the Yurok Tribe.
Officials with the Yurok Tribe, along with county, state, and federal law enforcement, more than 40 law enforcement personnel total, have begun the fourth Operation Yurok, an effort to eradicate illegal and trespass marijuana grows from tribal lands. The tribe issued a statement claiming that the number of illegal grows has increased dramatically and that the environmental degradation associated with the grow sites, water diversion, use of pesticides and rodenticides, and general trash and pollution have increased along with that growth. Tribal leaders are responding to complaints from tribal members who have seen streams and creeks suck dry and the fear of running into armed growers at remote sites on tribal lands. Tribal Chairman Thomas O'Rourke said in a statement that we will not be idle while these growers damage our natural resources, water supplies, and way of life.
Thank you, Dan. The Eureka Police Department is searching for a white male adult who robbed the Umpqua Bank on E Street on Wednesday afternoon. The suspect walked in demanding money from the teller and displayed a handgun that was in the waistband of his pants. He fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of cash. The police department has released still photos of the suspect from the bank surveillance video, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Arcata police matched up fingerprints that were taken from the scene of an armed robbery at the 76 gas station on Alliance Road on March 18th with Andrew Arthur Barnes Jr., a man who is currently in custody after being arrested in connection with a string of armed robberies committed across the county earlier this year. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.